Shalom and welcome to part two of the Selichot prayers for preparing ourselves before the King of the Universe on the 40 days of the month of Elul. The first prayers and some of these prayers are taken from a traditional Selichot Sidur, the Orot Sephardi Selichot. And here we are going to connect verses and scripture. 99.9% of all these prayers are all verses composed in a particular manner. Please remember Kavanah, concentration, and always have the reverence and reverence that we need to be in awe of the Creator, specifically in the time of prayer and in the time of repentance. The first prayer is El Melech. Elohim is King. El, King, who sits in judgment on the throne of mercy and acts with kindness, who forgives the iniquities of his people, removes sins one by one, abundantly grants forgiveness to transgressors and pardons to sinners, who performs righteous deeds with all those of flesh and spirit. Not according to their wickedness does he exact retribution. El, Yahweh, you taught us to recite the 13 attributes of mercy. Therefore, recall for us today the covenant of the 13 attributes, as you may have made known to the humble one in ancient times, such as it is written in your Torah. Yahweh descended in a cloud and stood there with him, with Moses, and called out with the name Yahweh, and there it was stated. Yahweh passed before him and called out, Yahweh, Yahweh, Elohim, compassionate one, gracious one, who is slow to anger and abundant in kindness and in truth. He keeps kindness for thousands of generations, bears iniquity, sin, and transgression, and absorbs those who repent. May you forgive our iniquity and our transgression, and take us as your inheritance. And Yahweh said to Moses, I will cause my entire goodness to pass before you, and I will call in the name of Yahweh before you, and I will show you grace. To whomever I will show grace, to whomever I will be gracious, and I will show compassion, to whomever I will show compassion. Next prayer, Ata Hamelech, you are King. Hear, heavens, turn your attention, turn your ear to me. Now, falling to my face, I am returning from my sin and embezzlement. Oh, my Eli, you are my King. I will bow my head and go down on my knees. The one who makes life good, show me the way, so I won't be like a wanderer. When the days pass, when the strange dark days have passed, please show mercy, O King, King, King of Kings. The Asherah Prayer, Psalms 145. Contentment awaits with those who dwell in your house. May they always praise you, Selah. Contentment awaits with the people on whom there is. This is so. Contentment awaits the people whose Elohim is Yahweh. I will exalt you, my Elohim, the King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will laud your name forever and ever. Yahweh is great and exceedingly lauded, and his greatness is beyond investigation. Each generation will praise your deeds to the next, and your mighty deeds they will tell. The splendorous glory of your power and your wondrous deeds I shall discuss, and of your awesome power they will speak, and your greatness I shall relate. A recollection of your abundant goodness they will utter, and all of your righteousness they will sing exultantly. Gracious and merciful is Yahweh, slow to anger and great in kindness. Yahweh is good to all. His mercies are on all his works. All of your works shall thank you, O Yahweh, and your devout ones will bless you. On the glory of your kingdom shall we speak, they will speak, and of your power they will tell, to inform human beings of his mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom spanning all eternities, and your dominion is throughout every generation. Yahweh supports all those who are falling and strengthens all those who are bent. The eyes of all look to you with hope, and you give them their food in its proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Righteous is Yahweh in all his ways, and magnanimous in all his deeds. Yahweh is close to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him sincerely. The will of those who fear him he will do, and their cry he will hear and save them. Yahweh protects all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. The half Kaddish. May his name be greatly exalted and sanctified in the world which he created according to his will. May he establish his kingdom. May his salvation blossom. His anointed be near. During your time and during your days, and during the lifetime of all the house of Israel, expediently and soon, and we all say, Amen. May his great name be blessed forever to all eternity. Blessed and praised, glorified and exalted, extolled and honored, adored and lauded, be the name of the Holy One. Blessed be he. Above and beyond all the blessings, hymns, praises, and consolations, they are uttered in this world, and we all say, Amen. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 5 through 11. And I said, I pray, Yahweh Elohim of the heavens, O great and awesome Elohim, guarding the covenant of unkindness with those who love you and with those keeping your commands. Let your ear be attentive to the and your eye open to hear the prayer of your servant, which I am praying before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted corruptly against you. We have not guarded the commands, nor law, nor the Torah, nor the righteous rulings which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, please, the words that you commanded your servant Moshe, saying, If you trespass, I shall scatter you among the peoples. But if you turn back to me and guard my commandments and do them, though you were cast out to the ends of the heavens, I shall gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen to make my name dwell there. And they are all your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed with your great power by your strong hand. O Yahweh, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray, and grant him compassion and favor. The prayer of Ben-Adam. Ben-Adam, why do you slumber? Arise and call out in supplication. Pour out the words of prayer. Seek forgiveness from the Master of Mercies. Wash and purify yourself. Do not delay before the days depart. And hurriedly run for help before he who dwells on high. For transgression and also evil flee and be dreadful unto of tragedy. Oh, please pay heed to those who know your name, the loyal ones of Israel. For yours, Adonai, is righteousness, and ours is nothing but shame. Stand up like a man and be courageous to confess your sins. Seek Yahweh Almighty, the Almighty, in earnest to atone for your sins. For never are hidden secrets from him, and every utterance that is spoken is read before him. May he who is merciful have mercy upon us, as the Father has mercy for his children. For yours, Adonai, is righteousness, and ours is nothing but shame. Lemamcha Elohai. For your sake, my Elohai, favor this people who seek you in the morning, to implore your presence in the morning. Adonai, hearken, act, do not delay. For your sake, my Elohai, draw up from the depth of the sea those sated with gold and wormwood, in the places and in the wanderings and captivity. Gaze upon our oppression and our suffering. Do not turn to their rebelliousness. Incline your ear to their petition in the morning. Adonai hearken. Act, do not delay. For your sake, my Elohai, demonstrate a sign of goodness. Bestow grace upon sorrowful souls, thirsting for waters of salvation. Guard those cast off and dispersed to all corners. For the severity of our hardship, their skin have become so blackened. Adonai, my Master, hearken, act, do not delay. For your sake, my Elohai, may your compassion be stirred. For the abode of your heavens, heed the voice of your people who bear the yoke of your fury, anger, and rage. For bearing the dread of you, their heart is beset by grief. Adonai, my Master, hearken and listen, act, I implore, do not delay. For your sake, my Elohai, be compassionate to your impoverished ones. Gladden them from their grief. In your counsel, lead them. Make wondrous your acts of kindness. Oh, please take pity on us and be compassionate on all of us who are born from the womb. Lo, from the very inception of dawn, Adonai, my Master, hearken, act, please do not delay. Adonai, hear. Adonai, forgive. Adonai, listen and do. Please do not delay. Do so for your name's sake, my Eloah. My Eloah. For your name is invoked upon your city and upon your people. Bring us back to you, Yahweh, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. O King who is extolled in the encampment of the Holy Ark, cleanse us of transgressions, of all our culpability. All forgive us through our sins, even though our sins are be manifold. Answer us for the sake of our forefathers. Answer us for the sake of our Messiah Yeshua. I ask you, please act. Do not delay, my Elohim, my King. Let the gates of repentance never be shut close. Let our outcries be brought near before you. We have come near to you, and that we may find favor as burnt offerings of bulls and sheep. We have returned in repentance to you, our youth and our age. Support and secure in your abundant mercies. Surely be compassionate and merciful upon us, our rock, who dwells in the heights, Elohim, King, who sits in judgment on the throne of mercy. Please, O Adonai, our Master, hearken to our plea, act, do not delay. Bidui, confession, taken from Daniel chapter 9, verse 3 to verse 19. So I set my face towards Yahweh the Elohim to seek and pray by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to Yahweh my Elohim and made confession and said, O Yahweh, great and awesome Elohim, guarding the compassion, guarding the covenant and the kindness of those who love Him and those who guard His commandments. We have sinned and did crookedness and did wrong and rebel, turn aside from Your commands and from Your right rulings. And we have not listened to Your servants, the prophets, who spoke in Your name to our sovereigns, our heads, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, to You is the righteousness, and to us is shame of face. As it is this day, to the men of Yehudah, to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, and to all Israel, those near and those far off, in all the lands where You have driven us, because of our trespass, which we have trespassed against You. O Master, to us is the shame of face, to our sovereigns, to our heads, to our fathers, because we have sinned against You. To Yahweh Elohim are the compassions and forgiveness, for we have rebelled against Him. And we have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh Elohim to walk in His Torah, which He set before us through His servants, the prophets. And all Israel have transgressed Your Torah and turned aside so as to not obey Your voice. So the curse and the oath that is written in the Torah of Moses, the servant of Elohim, have been poured upon us, for we have sinned against You. And He has confirmed His words, which He spoke against us and against our rulers and our judges, by bringing upon us great evil from under all the heavens, there has not been done like what was done to Yerushalayim, as it's written in your Torah of Moses. And all this evil has come upon us, and we have not entreated the face of Yahweh our Elohim to turn from our crookedness, to turn back from our crookedness, and to study your truth. Hence, Yahweh has watched over the evil that has brought it upon us. For Yahweh Elohim is righteous in all the works that he has done. But we have not obeyed his voice. And now, O Yahweh, our Elohim, who brought your people out of the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, with a strong hand, and may you save yourself a name as it is this day. We have sinned. We have done wrong. O Yahweh, according to your righteousness, I pray, let your displeasure and your wrath be turned away from your city, Yerushalayim, your set-apart mountain. For because of our sins and because of our crookedness and our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all around us. And now, Elohim, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. For the sake of Yahweh, cause your face to shine on your mountain, which is laid at waste. O my Elohim, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes to see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our petitions and supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great compassions. O Yahweh, hear. O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my Elohim, for your city and your people that are called by your name. Prayer Eloheinu Shebashamayim. Our Eloah in heaven, hear our voice and accept our prayer with favor. We all say Amen. Eloheinu, in heaven, do not allow us to be destroyed in our long exile. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, recall your covenant and do not forget us. Amen. Bless your bread and our water. Amen. Herald for us good tidings. Amen. Eradicate for us all harsh and evil decrees. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, decree for us decrees. Good decrees. Amen. Reveal the glory of your kingdom over us speedily. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, we have sought you. Make yourself available to us again. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, be receptive to us today and each of every day in our prayers. Amen. Cause us to repent and return in perfect repentance before you. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, do not embarrass us from our hope. Amen. We shall call out and you will answer us. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, remember us favorably before you. Amen. Exonerate us in our judgment. Amen. Our Elohim in heaven, have mercy upon us and on our children and on our infants. Amen. Have pity and have compassion on us. Eloheinu in heaven, purify us from our iniquities. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, may your mercies be stirred for us. Amen. Eloheinu in heaven, perform for us a good sign for good. Perform for us a sign of salvation. Perform for us a sign for compassion. Let those who hate us see and be ashamed. Let our foes see and be disgraced. For you, Yahweh, have helped us and consoled us. In times of anger, we recall your love. In times of anger, recall your mercy. In times of anger, recall the binding of our Messiah Yeshua. Look at the covenant. Do not nullify your covenant with us. Answer us at this exact time. Amen. Prayer Elohim Ata Yadata. O Elohim, you know of my foolishness and my sins. All my transgressions are not concealed from you. When I think of the enormity of my wrongdoings, I feel like water that has been spilled as all my bones have come asunder. Heed to the sound of my supplications. At times of anger, recall your mercies, for he who knocks at the gates of your compassion, who stands as supplicant, servant, asking for your forgiveness. My eyes open before the night watches to tell you of your greatness. I proclaim your might to the generation, your power to all who are yet to come. Uncover my eyes so that I may see wonders from your Torah. Open, uncover my eyes that I may see the wonders of your Torah. They shall sing out your name, those who yearn for the hidden end. Return to their dwellings, the exiles who are spread out on all the corners of the earth. For you are Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh the Lord of hosts. Elohim of hosts, bring us back with wondrous things. May you respond to us in righteousness. Gaze upon the face of your anointed one and see our protector. And all who trust in you shall rejoice. Forever shall they joyously sing. Father, Anenu, answer us, our Father, Anenu. Answer us, our Creator, answer us. Answer us, our Redeemer, answer us. Answer us, Elohei Abraham, answer us. Answer us, the one feared by Isaac, answer us. Answer us, the mighty of Jacob, answer us. Answer us, O shield of David, answer us. Answer us, who answers in time of favor, answer us. Answer us, you who answers in time of distress, answer us. Answer us, you who answers in time of mercy, answer us. Answer us, Elohim of heaven, answer us. Answer us, Elohim of Yeshua, salvation, answer us. Answer us in the merit of your Yeshua, your Messiah, Yeshua, answer us. And answer us, compassionate and gracious ones, answer us, compassionate and gracious Elohim. We have sinned before you. Have mercy upon us. Prayer Adonai Adon HaSelichot, Master of Forgiveness. Master of Forgiveness, examine our hearts. Revealer of Death, Speaker of Justice. We have sinned before you. Have mercy upon us. He who is magnificent in wonders, who is expert in comforting, who recalls the covenants of the patriarchs, who investigates the emotions. We have sinned before you. Have mercy upon us. He who is good and does good for his creation, who knows all hidden things, who overlooks iniquities, who is clothed in righteousness. We have sinned before you. Have mercy upon us. He who is full of merit, who is awesome in praises, who pardons iniquities, who answers in times of distress. We have sinned before you. Have mercy upon us. Chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu. He who performs salvations, who sees future events, who calls the future generation, who rides in the highest heavens, who hears prayers, who is perfect in knowledge. Chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu. We have sinned before you. Have mercy on us. Compassionate Elohim is your name. Elohim who is gracious is your name. Elohim who is slow to anger is your name. Full of compassion is your name. Your name is called upon us. O Yahweh, act for the sake of your great name. Chatanu lefanecha, rachem aleinu. We have sinned before you. Have mercy on us. Erachum shemach, compassionate Elohim is your name. Compassionate Elohim is your name. Gracious Elohim is your name. See the oppression of your people. Have mercy on your world. Splendorous Elohim is your name. Blessed Yahweh is your name. Great Elohim is your name. Preeminent Yahweh is your name. See the oppression of your people. Magnificent Elohim is your name. Modest Elohim is your name. Meritorious Elohim is your name. Gracious Elohim is your name. See the oppression of your people. Have mercy on your world. Oh, compassionate Master. Pure Elohim is your name. Unique Yahweh is your name. Mighty Yahweh is your name. Elohim for eternity is your name. See the oppression of your world. Oh, compassionate Yahweh. Elohim, who is King is your name. Awesome Elohim is your name. Elohim who sustain is your name. Elohim who helps is your name. See the oppression of your people. Have mercy on your world, O compassionate Master Elohim. O Adonai, act for your name. Have pity upon Israel, your people. O Adonai, my Master, act for the sake of Yeshua, your anointed, your son. Have pity upon Israel, your people. O Adonai, act for the sake of Abraham, whom you counted his faith as righteousness. Have pity upon Israel, your people. O Adonai, act for the sake of Yitzhak, who was bound in your mountain, and have pity upon your people, Israel. O Adonai, act for the sake of Jacob, who has answered upon the ladder from your high places, and have pity upon Israel, your people. Act for the sake of your name. Act for the sake of your truth. Act for the sake of your covenant. Act for the sake of your Torah. Act for the sake of your magnificence. O my Elohim, act for the sake of your meeting place. Act for the same of your kindness. Act for the sake of your goodness. And act for the sake of your honor. Act for the sake of those who study your Torah, for those who study your heart. And act for the same. Act for the sake of your kingdom. Act for the sake of your eternal name. Act for the sake of your glory. Next prayer is Yah Shma, Yah hear. O Yah, hearken to your poor who plead before you. Our Father, to your children, do not close your ear. O Yah, a nation from the death calls from the abundance of troubles. Please do not turn them away empty-handed today from before you. Their treasures and their iniquity erase, long with their abundant blatant sins. And if you will not act for their sake, act, my rock, for your sake. Erase their offense today and favor their speech like a gift. Guide their hearts to you and let your ears be attentive to our supplication. Turn to the tears on our faces and gather the strained flock. Appoint for yourself a shepherd and tend in the goodly fashion of your sheep. Those who walk on a straight path, herald to them forgiveness today. And with the morning prayer, grant us your grace, O my Elohim. Psalms 25. To you, O Yahweh, I lift up my soul. O my Elohim, in you I have put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, I am not one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those who are threshers without cause be ashamed. Show me your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the Elohim of my deliverance. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, your compassions and your kindness, for they are from everlasting. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my transgressions. According to your kindness, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Yahweh. Good and straight is and righteous is Yahweh. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. He guides the meek ones in right rulings. He teaches the meek ones his ways. All the path of Yahweh are kindness and truth to those who guard his covenant and his witnesses. For your namesake, O Yahweh, you shall pardon my crookedness, though it is great. Who then is the man that fears Yahweh? He teaches him in the way he should choose. His life dwells in good, and his seed inherits the earth. The secret of Yahweh is with those who fear him, and he makes his covenant main known to them. My eyes are ever toward you, Yahweh, for he brings my feet out of the net. Turn your face to me and show me favor, for I am lonely and afflicted. The distress of my heart have enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distress. Look in my affliction and my toil, and forgive all of my sins. See how many my enemies have become, and they have hate me with violent hatred. O guard my life and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I have taken refuge in you. Let integrity and straightness guard me, for I have waited for you. Redeem Israel, O Elohim, out of all the distresses. Prayer, Elecha Yahweh. To you, Adonai, I raised up my eyes. Hear the sound of my pleas and befits your great kindness. I have trusted in your name. I have spread out my palms and I lift up my hands. I have taken words and have come unto you. My sorrows have been overpowering and my groans have increased. For all my sins have been set before you. My delicate soul dissipates from grief. Release my anxiety, the soul of your servant. Remove my sins, O Elohim, of my salvation. Also my tears may you place in your flask. In times of anger, show mercy. Your mercy may you recall and consider and gladden and console the soul of your servant. Recall my poverty and my sadness, my bitterness from my earliest existence. Until when? Against me will you renew your witnesses. My oppressors have humiliated me, as have my enemies and my adversaries. Please hear my statements when I approach you in fear. The haughty people have set for me snares and traps, and there are traps, the legs of the loved ones. They set traps for me. They testify falsely against me. Strangers have engulfed me. O rock, there is none other than you. O rock, reveal your glory to a people who are led and helped, and your hidden good grant to your remnant. Those oppressed under much pressure, do not distance yourself from us. Recall Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Your servants, O compassionate one, be a support to a people sated with bitter herbs, and act, please, for the sake of our forefathers, O El Shaddai. You have been powerful in all that you have done, for you are righteous, and righteousness is your cloth. May you forgive my sins, and my hope is in you, my King, and set straight my path, my Elohim, to serve you forever. May you return to my prayer and to my expression of song, for you are my hope, and who will not testify? And who will not testify about you? Toward you, Adonai, I have raised my eyes. Hear the sound of my pleas, and befits your great kindness. Our Father, the merciful Father, save us for the sake of your name. Our Father, our Elohim, Elohim of our forefathers, save us for the sake of your name. When we are in distress, we call on you. Save us for the sake of your name. Bestow upon us your stirring mercies. Save us for the sake of your name. We have sought you. So make yourself available to us. Respond to us today, O Elohim, and each and every day in our prayers, and save us for the sake of your name. Do not embarrass us from our hope, and save us for the sake of your name. Remember us favorably before you, and save us for the sake of your name. Purify us from the defilement of our iniquities, and save us for the sake of your name. Our Father, our King, you are our Father. Our Father, our King, we have none but you. Our Father, our King, have mercy on us. If we have done good deeds, you are Father. And if we have done evil deeds, we have none but you, our Father, our King. Have mercy on us. If our sins are many, you are our Father. You are the rock of our salvation. We have none but you, our Father, our King. Have mercy on us. If we have spoken much, you are our Father. Remember that we are merely physical substance. We have none but you, our Father, our King. Have mercy on us. If we have sinned to you, you are our Father, our Master. Forgive us. We have none but you, our Father, our King, have mercy on us. To you, Adonai, we have hoped. You are our Father, for you are our Father, for you are our King. We have none but you. Our Father, our King, have mercy on us. To you we spread out our hands in prayer. You are our Father. Make to us a healing. We have none but you. Deal with us with righteousness and kindness. For the sake of your great name, save us, our Father, our King. Jon Tajon says like this, be merciful to your children who are returning to you, who stand before you with trepidation. Fear, O Elohim. Fear of the time they will be called to judgment. For that reason that they come in distress, recall compassion on the day of judgment. Do away with anger and wrath at the time you will judge those who fear you and those who are engrossed in your name. They who are sitting in judgment, bring near to me the year of the Redeemer and redeem, I pray. And redeem me upon restful waters. O Elohim, lead me and recall for me the merit of the perfect man, our Messiah Yeshua, placed like a seal upon your heart. If you were to keep an accounting of sins for me, to create for me a burden. See, my rock and my redeemer, how can I carry them? I cannot carry them upon myself. Rather, the evil of my actions may you carry, O Elohim, be merciful to us. Psalms 130. Psalms of degree. Out of the depth I have cried unto you, O Yahweh Adonai, hear my voice. Let your ear be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Yahweh, shall mark iniquity, O Adonai, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for Yahweh. My soul does wait, and in your word I do hope. My soul waited for Yahweh more than they watch for they watch the morning. I say more than they watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in Yahweh. For with Yahweh there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Psalms 133. O Yahweh, my heart has not been proud, nor my eyes have been haughty. Neither have I concerned myself with great matters, nor those too wondrous for me. Have I not calmed and kept my soul silent, like one wane from its mother? My being is like one wane. O Israel, wait for Yahweh now and forever. My Father, Yahweh, you are Elohim. My Elohim, my King, Yahweh, you are my Elohim. Yahweh, my strong tower, Yahweh, you are my Elohim. My strength and my hope is you, and my eyes look upon you, Yahweh, because Yahweh, you are my Elohim. Create in me, O my Elohim, my King and my shield, a clean and a humble heart, that I may present myself before you, and that when you look at you, people Israel, we may find favor before you. That when you look down from your throne and we come with songs, with praises, exalting, lifting, upholding your great name to the nations, that when you see us approach you, that you may delight in us, that you may grant favor, my King, that you will bestow blessings upon your people Israel. But please, my Elohim, we ask you on this time of prayer that you would act not because we're righteous, not because we are not without sin. But I humbly ask you to act for your name's sake, for your Torah's sake, for your righteousness' sake, for your word's sake, and for your truth's sake, and for the sake of the promise you made to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Extend your right hand one more time as an expression of fellowship to your people, and regather us one more time to be together as one people, one voice, one mind, one heart, to be your heart, to be your bride, preparing ourselves to present ourselves before you in holiness and humbleness as your servant, as your kingdom. We humbly submit to you, my Elohim, that you will incline your ear as you did for our forefathers. Remember that you have promised an inheritance to us. You promised it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you gave your word to us, and we trust in your word. We trust in your promises because we have no other hope but you. And you loved us so much that you have bestowed upon us the blessing of sending to us your Son, your unique Son, so that he would intercede, so that he would stand up for us, that he will take our grievance, and he will die on our behalf, so that we will be in right standing with you. Oh, my Elohim, I am undone. And I will bow my knees, and I will bow my head to you, and I will bend my knees to you, and I will worship, extol, will praise for the honor, for the privilege, because we are in awe to be your servants. We are in awe to be your kingdom. We are in awe to be able to be only the remnant who can approach the King of the universe. And I do not want to take that lightly. Teach me your ways. Teach us your path, and lead us in the path of the humble, and the path of your righteousness, and the path of your will. Oh, my Elohim, just like you extended mercy to Moses, just like you extended mercy to Israel, if we have found favor before you, and if you're delighting us, I ask you one more time, I humbly submit to you, my King, my shield, my strength, my hope, in whom I live for, to please find favor in our prayers, and let it be a sweet aroma to your nostrils. Let it become as a living sacrifice to you, that when the time of Yom Kippur will come, that you will extend mercy not only to us, your people, but also to this nation, Israel, to us in the dispersion, and to your people in living among the nations. Do it for your righteousness. Act according to your mercy. Act, please, according to your will, according to your everlasting word. And we will submit, and we will honor any decree and any punishment and judgment you see fit towards us, your children, your people, for we have sinned and we have turned our backs to you. But my Elohim, we no longer have any other hope. We want to return to you. Please teach us one more time that your name will be exalted, that your glory will be declared, that your name will be proclaimed to the nations, and the world will know that Yahweh Hu Elohim, Yahweh Hu Elohim, Yahweh Hu Elohim, Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod Machuto Leolam Vaed. May the expressions of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always find favor before you, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Shalom.